We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
What's your take? Call them at 818-2899.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome to the Breakfast Buzz with Spezzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
I admit it. I completely admit it. I'm a total failure.
Good parent or bad parent?
Well, when you start it like that, it's hard to say bad parent.
It's hard to say good parent. I just have to say this. 98.9 The Buzz, by the way. The whole dilemma of having a toddler and what to do with them between Play-Doh and water beads and dolls and toys and puzzles and coloring and things like that and reading books. There's a time when mom and dad need a break to, like, clean up or do dishes or something. Mm-hmm. And that break for the toddler is called YouTube. Now I've created a monster.
Eek.
Yeah. Ellie, what do you want to do? I want my YouTube.
Oh, my YouTube.
It's now my YouTube.
Back in the day, it was my MTV. Now it's my YouTube.
I want my YouTube. So the problem is, yesterday it came to a peak. Uh-oh. For some reason, she likes hamster videos.
Aww.
So I have a smart TV, right? So I can actually pop it up on the television, not just on a cell phone, not, you know, on a smartphone.
Yeah.
So so now when I say let's watch a Disney movie, like let's watch Cinderella. Oh, I want my YouTube. I'm like, no. Well, I'm trying to like play these adult games with her. Like, no, Cinderella's on YouTube. Like, she doesn't get it that it's. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
everything.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
So
I wonder what she is thinking when she. What is it that she is it the hamsters that she likes, or is it like the quick? This is fascinating to me. You saying this, like we all kind of know it, but when you're describing this scenario, mm-hmm. it's like, oh gosh,
yeah,
they need this. This is a perfect example of how they need instant gratification.
Oh my God! It came to a head yesterday. She's sick. She's been sick the last couple of days. A little fever. So you know. Basically, just to pull up in a blanket on the couch, right, for the last 3 days, Tylenol and Motrin every 4 hours, you know, back and forth, trying to keep her temperature down. And she says to me, Daddy, I'm like, what? She goes, I want hamster. I'm like, okay, fine. So, you know, when you go to YouTube first, it boots up and then there's the thing and then you type in hamster and it goes to that. And then it gives you all these selections, right? So by the time I click the hamster and it starts to play, then there's a stupid commercial, then you have to skip, right? By that time, she's already changed her mind.
Oh.
No, doggies. I want doggies on YouTube. Dog, honey dogs. I'm like, oh, my God. So by the time hamster starts, she wants something else. I'm literally channel surfing for her every 30 seconds now. And I said, no, you said you want hamster. Dog, I want dog. Ah! I'm like, oh, my God, I've created a monster.
Oh, boy.
Okay, now I know. It's as simple as turning the television off, right? Oh, I tried that. That was a melty McMelt face down thing, big time. And, you know, you say, okay, distract. That's fine. You can only distract so much until she's bored. And then she says,
on paper, you know what to do. Yeah. On paper, we all know what to do. And this is why it's so funny when people who don't have kids will judge people who have the kids.
Oh, God. Yeah.
And we all were there. I was the biggest offender of judging parents who who couldn't control their kids until I had them. On paper, it's easy. Distract.
Yeah.
Or let them have a meltdown.
Yeah.
When you need to get done, you need to get done.
I know. Problem is, there's a lot of needs to be done, so that means there's a lot of
My YouTube.
So what do you do? Is that what you're asking? Like, yeah. What do you do? Like, I don't.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, how do you untrain that gratification thing? 818-2899 is my number here. Even if you call up and say I feel your pain. I mean, seriously, I just need some help.
That's what you need more of. This isn't good or bad parenting. This is, okay, I feel your pain. It's going to be okay. You're not a terrible dad.
Well, you know, I mean, I know it's a quote phase, you know, whatever, but until...
No, you know what? I think this is dangerous. What you just described was like, holy cow, these kids, you're right. They're going to change... Their attention span is getting shorter and shorter. Because she changed her mind within the matter of a minute, probably. It felt like forever.
Oh, by the time it boots up, right? You got to barge through the skip ads thing. You know,
sure.
Oh, my God.
But what is it really? It feels like forever to get the hamster video up. But really, if you really run the clock, it's probably a minute or two.
Not even 2 minutes. No.
And she's already changing her mind. Your daughter, I don't think, is unique. It's not like...
And it makes it worse because I have a Sony... And it's got like a little button where you just say, you push the button, you can talk into the microphone, say, hamster videos. And it types it up and then it all goes.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. So it's even easier to pull stuff up that quickly.
Like that.
I know. Ugh. When we're in the basement, I got to type everything in. That sucks.
I think she needs a detox. Yeah. I think you need to say the TV's broke, the phone's broke. Like, have her go through a phase. I do it with my kids. And they, it's the worst week of my life. Everyone's life, but I have to cleanse them of their phones. Well, not the older one. She's an adult.
Yeah, she's
now,
18.
But the younger one.
Yeah. 818-2899. Just chime
in. Is that what you need to do?
I don't know. Maybe I have to figure out how long to detox for. What's a detox for a 3-year-old?
I don't know.
I don't know. Oh, you know, a good distraction? How about this one? TikTok.
Oh, God.
Yes.
The Breakfast Buzz in the Morning. 98.9 The Buzz.
We've already decided it's bad parenting. We don't even have to debate on this. I know it's wrong, but my 3-year-old now is like completely trained to ask for YouTube all the time, like my YouTube. It's like to the point where I'm literally her channel surfer. Like, if you were a millionaire and you had someone change the channels for you and just hired them to do that, that's my job.
Yeah.
It's like, I want my YouTube! Hamster videos!
So,
oh my God.
I mean, listening to you tell the story, yeah, it'd be cruel if we piled on and said bad parenting.
Oh, it is.
So we're instead trying to help Scotty and try to make him feel like he's not the only parent. So he's not a terrible parent. And we're figuring out the best way to have Ellie go through detox.
Taking calls at 818-2899.
The parent.
I know.
Is bad.
I know.
That guy.
Rub
it in your face.
That guy. Take calls here. Oh, God. Hi, The Buzz. Good morning.
Scotty.
Oh, dude. Help me, man.
Okay, dude. All right. This is where it's at. Worst decision I ever made was letting my kids get phones.
Oh, yeah.
Because they have 30-second attention spans.
Sure.
Because that's as long as a TikTok video lasts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or less. If you can, and I'm dead serious, if you can keep, it's going to be next to impossible to do it, but if you can keep her away from anything like that until...
Well, we've already done the damage.
Yeah.
You can't keep her away.
I've created a monster.
Take it away now? Is that what you're saying? Take it away?
Take it away now. She's retrainable.
Okay. Yeah.
She's definitely retrainable.
We'll rewire that little 3-year-old brain of hers.
Exactly.
Well, maybe you have a good point. Hmm. Maybe it is like it'll be painful for maybe a handful of weeks.
Weeks.
But maybe she is young. I don't know. Maybe she is young enough though to rewire.
She's 3 years old. She's got the attention span of a gnat.
Yes, true.
And if you get her interested in something else, she'll forget about the everything else.
But when she gets bored with coloring, she's like, I want my YouTube. I'm like, oh, God. That's a go-to.
No, you don't want YouTube. You can grab a book, do something else.
Okay, yeah.
because I've lost both my children to their phones.
Yeah.
And it's heartbreaking. And it's painful to watch.
Yeah, thank you, man.
I have no clue of the earth that's around them.
I'm feeling it with you, and I thank you for that. Appreciate it. Bye. Thanks. Okay, hi to Buzz. Good morning. Hello?
Hello, Scott.
Oh, hi. Hi.
Hello. It's
Tony, how are you?
What's in my purse, Tony?
Yes.
Yeah. We know Tony.
I do feel your pain. Oh, my Lord. But I wouldn't. Now, this is terrible. Just put something on without asking her.
Yeah, I've tried that, but she's like, hamster! I'm like, oh my, like, I'll try to put on, like, Moana or, a Disney movie or something that's got a story to it, you know?
Yeah.
But a hamster running through a maze is, like, her vibe. She loves that. And it's just over and over
unfortunately,
again.
Unfortunately, I love YouTube. So.
I know.
Oh, you're the YouTube advocate. Okay.
No. I mean, I don't know what to tell you, but I mean, you gotta nip it in the bud now.
Nip it in the bud.
She's only what, two?
Three.
She's three.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And she's a girl.
Yeah.
So,
and girls are typically, when they're younger, girls are typically easier to distract and to just have entertain yourself, little girl. Boys are the ones that are running around crazy, more active when they're little.
Mm.
So this is really? Even more of a, yeah, that's what I
don't know. No, my kids were great.
Yeah.
No, exactly. One loved the TV and the other one could care less.
Really?
Oh, look at you. So, love the TV. That's like YouTube.
No, we used to watch Sleeping Beauty all the time.
Yeah, right.
Oh, how cute.
Hey, if I could get her to watch Sleeping Beauty, that'd be great. But she wants YouTube. I try to say, hey, Sleeping Beauty is on YouTube, so let's watch that. No, hamster. I'm like, oh, Jesus. All right, thanks, Tony.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah, thanks.
That's what you get. Good luck.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.